Yeah, my faith is not in you. My faith is in the people. Clap it. I know the people.
The people.
We leave it to the promised land. Hey, how you doing? My name is Cheryl. This is Coding with Strangers, and I want to talk about something. You know, in my time on this earth, probably one of the most diabolical things ever created has to be online dating, right? Online dating. The thing that says our goal is to get you off of dating apps, but they make it hard for you, don't they? Dating apps. Online dating apps. The only place you can be catfished multiple times and not learn your lesson. The only place where a 6'4 person will lie and say that they're 6'5. It's amazing. You know, online dating is so many great things. The only place people will go and say, I'm not looking for anything serious on a matchmaking website. It's amazing. But for what it's worth, online dating as it has evolved through time and space has had to endure a lot of the earlier onslaughts of not having things in place in the beginning. In the beginning, believe it or not, once upon a time, I believe on a few of these dating sites, you used to be able to see the exact location of people that you were liking. In fact, there was one dating app that literally you could only match with the person if you were within a city block of their location. So as you could probably imagine, a lot of these things were put to paper and not given much thought, and it led to a lot of complications. And a lot of these complications are starting to resolve themselves, but we want to talk a little bit about how to date safely. I don't know if this is a premise. I feel like this is something a lot of people should know, but after the pandemic, and granted, the pandemic broke a lot of people's brains, it also made it very hard or difficult for us to reconnect. So a lot of people turn to dating sites to try and do this. And they're trying to make it safer. So maybe I'll give a little bit of my insight on how to do this or how to best manage the situation. But we'll get into it, right? Hey, Tinder, Hinge, release new protective features to keep users safe. Tinder and Hinge, the two largest dating apps in the world, they're both owned by the same company, are rolling out new protective features that will make matching safer for their users. A collective 98 million people use at least one of the apps. Can we all confirm that Tinder is the lesser of the two apps? You know, I think Tinder's for the college, maybe high school kids. When do people start dating? When did I start dating? I'm having an existential crisis right now. Data released last year shows that 1 in 10 adults in a committed relationship met their significant others through dating platforms, but it also showed that one third of the users have safety concerns, according to previous reports by the USA Today. Here's what Tinder and Hinge have built into their apps as a response. Tinder, the world's most popular dating app with 75 million users, is launching a new feature called Share My Date that will allow those who have matched and planned a date share those plans with family and friends for safety purposes, Tinder announced on Monday. Hey, yo, that's one that gotta be the most... Like, I get the safety thing, but this is specific. Like, this is a great feature, but this is definitely for women. But could you imagine, like, it's almost feels like a Teams meeting. Like, you know, invite other people to see how the meeting's going. You know how, like, you'll have a meeting with someone else and then someone be like, hey, can you put me third party? I just want to be made aware of it. No. Why everybody got to know? But no, this is a very important thing. I don't know. I wonder how the feature works, because I don't know if I want to consent to you giving my information to other people, right? Because based on what I'm seeing here, it looks like there's an image of the person So Morgan's date. So you get to get the name and you're able to view the person's profile, the location and the date. I mean, this definitely makes sense, but I don't know if like this information should be able to be shared with other people. I think this should be shared with probably Tinder, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm not against it. I don't know. Definitely gonna make it a lot harder if you one of those cheaters. You feel me? Hey, isn't this your man that I have a date scheduled for on Friday? Oh, he told you he was going to the game? I'm going to the game. Oh, that's hilarious. Ooh, talk about being petty. Go set a date with your ex's boo. Ugh. But there's also excitement of sharing new connections. The company says in-app polling shows that more than half of the users under 30 already share details with their dates, friends. Tinder's new feature will allow users to send out location, dates, time, and alongside the match's photo for up to 30 days in advance. Users will also be able to edit any of the information if anything changes for the recipients to follow. Tinder has not announced a launch date, but a spokesperson for the company told USA Today that the users will start to see it soon. Hinge, the second largest dating app in the world with 23 million users, went live with its own safety feature on Wednesday. The feature, Hidden Words, allows users to filter unwanted language that may show up in their likes and comments. Online harassment, especially in dating space, has been on the rise, according to insight from the Pew Research Center. Hinge cited in its report, especially for women, BIPOC, and LGBTQ+ community, Hidden Words is one way that the Hinge hopes to create a safer space experience for the most vulnerable groups. The feature works when the user creates a personalized list of words, phrases, or emojis they don't want to see in their inbound likes. Oh, man. The emojis one. You already know what that is. Damn. Our guys really, come on. Ah, man. You see, the problem I have with humanity is I because I hold myself to such a high standard, I just think people are normal. People are basic. People are genuine. People are not animals. If any of those things of the user's list show up, the comments are moved to a separate category where they can be reviewed or deleted. The list can be edited at any time. So I have no problem with this because it's for the safety of people. I think there is a certain level of element of safety that needs to be considered whenever you're doing online dating. And I do believe like having these systems in place to vet is definitely important. I think the one thing that that this has led me to like even further is just that like people who have poor, like my, I have a theory that people who get onto dating, online dating, have poor social skills. That was my belief at first. And it's partially true for some people, and those poor social skills get exacerbated because they don't get to experience true situations. You gotta have a certain level of swag. You gotta have a certain set of charisma. You gotta have a certain level of this. And I think that's the, you know, that's the nature of the beast. When it's too easy for losers to get dates, it ruins the gene pool. Then we got to deal with Karens. We got to deal with Kenneths, which are male Karen, female Karens. Like when the gene pool has pee in it, it ruins it for everybody because now she's had this bad experience with this douche, and now she's gonna be like, oh, this dude hero, he lied on his shit. He's 6'4", but he's 6'4", but he's on his Tinder thing. He says it's 6'5". Like, I'm going to be penalized for these minute things, and I don't think that's appropriate. But at the same time, the only reason why I can even justify this being for a reason is because we know of the two women that went missing in 2023, and both one of them wound up dead, and the other one wound up severely hurt. And if this was available, Could we have found these people sooner? More than likely, yes. And if you're going to great lengths to hide yourself on this, then, I mean, you don't need an app to do that. You could do that in person. Bad actors are going to be bad actors. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't have safety nets put in place, you know, because some people slip. Not everyone's trying to jump. But at the end of the day, safety can't be damned. So, like, I'm okay with this, but I would love to see, like, more features in the sense or in the lineup of things that would actually put you in better contact. Like, I want to see the algorithm for this, because when I tell you some of the worst experiences I've ever had, as a person who's been catfished at least once in his life, it happened on a dating app. And there's not a lot of protections, I feel, that are put in place to making sure people are authentic. I would like to see that be pushed to the forefront, that people are authentic. I don't use dating apps anymore. It's not really my thing. I feel like I'm probably too old for them. A lot of the people I want to meet in my life, I would probably have to meet in real life. But that's just my opinion. Do you feel like the online dating scene is still your stint? What's your favorite dating app? You know, are you a Hinge type of guy? Are you a mature adult? You're ready for something serious? You want to get some things laid out in on paper? Are you a Tinder degenerate? Just out here swiping your life away? Are you a Bumble type of guy? You know, you let the ladies drive the car. You know, let me know. Comment section below. Clap it up. I love to hear about it.